1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first 2024 presidential debate is set for tonight in Atlanta. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more on some of the rules.
The two lecterns are spaced just 8 feet apart. The 90-minute debate will feature two commercial breaks. No staffers will be allowed on stage. A two-minute answer to each question will be followed by a one-minute rebuttal and then a response to that rebuttal. CNN has agreed to mute the microphone of the candidate who isn't recognized to speak. By a coin toss, it's been determined that Biden will give the first two-minute closing statement and Trump will have the last word.
Boeing is being sanctioned by U.S. investigators for sharing information about a federal investigation into the door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight back in January. The NTSB says Boeing blatantly violated regulations by providing non-public information to the media and for speculating about possible causes of the blowout. Pre-4th of July holiday travel, crowded time in the skies. TSA says it expects today to be the busiest travel day so far this year. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We could get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
Maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Coverage on many of these civic media stations starts at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Brown County tourism generated over $1.33 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars in economic impact in 2023, contributing to Wisconsin's record-breaking $25 billion impact. Discover Green Bay says visitors to Brown County spent nearly $800 million at Green Bay area and Brown County businesses. Organizers for Oshkosh Pride say there are many reasons why the Pride celebration in Oshkosh is important. Lucas Shelton.
Since I have been coming to Pride, I've learned that love is love is love. Keeping that in mind helps me in my decision-making and choices for Pride. Like, it's bigger than myself. It's about people that are fighting for the ability to love other people.
Oshkosh Pride is Saturday from 2 until 7 o'clock at the Leach Amphitheater. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
In the first round, the Bucks select A.J. Johnson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first-round draft pick is out of California and played in the Australian Pro League. Bucks GM John Horst on A.J. Johnson.
He is a 6'5 guard with about a 6'8 wingspan, 6'8-plus wingspan. So, you know, he'll play at all of it, 6'5, maybe even 6'6. He's about 170 pounds. He's gonna add weight, but he's a really hard worker, really driven kid.
So what does the 19-year-old bring to Milwaukee?
No, I'll definitely say athleticism, my playmaking ability, like, just my electricness. I feel like I can do stuff out there that you might not see a lot, and I feel like I could just help any organization win.
Baseball, the Brewers sweep the Rangers with a 6-5 win in 10 innings, but third baseman Joey Ortiz left the game after colliding with a roll of tarp going after a fly ball.
Yeah, he's dealing with this neck thing, and he's had it since L.A. He said it was okay, just doesn't feel great swinging.
As Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north becoming south at 5 to 15. 56 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Debate Day edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll have Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Winkler and party at the Barrymore Theater. See you there.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here along with Cheese Curd Nick. How do you like that chili dog?
Yeah, we're having breakfast. Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nick. Nick, this segment brought to you by Nick's Cheese Curds and Pella Windows and Doors. Why so many people with historic homes reach out to Pella? Their team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era. Doesn't matter what kind of a home you live in, they offer nearly endless possibilities and design flexibility in sizes, custom colors, finishes, and so much more. And if you order today, Pella get zero interest up to 48 months. Certain restrictions apply, ends on the 30th. Pella's products stand the test of time. In fact, they're so confident they'll offer the best wood warranty in the business. With a deal like this, no reason to wait any longer. Zero interest up for 36 months if you order by June 30th at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get a hold of them for a free in-home consultation. Visit PellaWI.com.
Love them. Yes.
How did you love that chili cheese dog?
I'm not done yet. I had to pace that because you were reading the ad and I wanted to talk to Steve. And so, no, I will finish this. Ask a long question, or Steve, give a long answer.
Steve,
so
his name is Nick. But,
I mean, Nick. I'm sorry, I'm looking at this. Nick, oh, God. Sorry, Nick.
Steve is next, ain't he?
No, we just had Steve.
That's why Nick, cheese curd the guy.
And by, I'm going to give you credit on something. When I said, you know, most people didn't even know there had been a Green Bay Farmers Market years ago. Go ahead, Todd. I even hate to say it. What's the poll?
Oh, it's 99% to 1% know that there's a Saturday morning farmer's market.
99% of people said yes, they're aware of it. John has lived here for, I don't know, 20 years.
1984.
Oblivious to it.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, there's a lot of people that don't know a lot about things that have been going on for a long time.
Thank you.
We used to do an event down in Menasha. It was called Seafood Fest. Okay. We did the tail end of it, but it went on for 25 years, 30 years. And it was all seafood. So the Kiwanis.
Wow.
That's the Kiwanis really good. Rotary.
That's a great idea.
It was. It was.
My wheels are turning in my head.
I like it.
So what it was they didn't have anything but seafood. So they had lobster. They had lobster dinner. They had a salmon dinner. And then they had all kinds of different. They had walleye. They had haddock.
Wow.
They had perch. They had crab cakes. They had everything.
Love it.
And the Kiwanis and the Rotary Club, whatever. I think it was the Rotary Club. So there was like three Rotary Clubs that joined in and to do it. Well, through the years, and this can lead into a whole other conversation, but they used to have like 300 members that did this. So the last
vendors
volunteers, you know, the people of the Rotary.
Absolutely sure. Critical.
Okay. So the last 3 years we took it because the first year that it turned into a food truck rally. So they brought in other food trucks, but the one requirement was is you needed to have two items on your menu that was seafood. You couldn't just do your normal menu. So you had to branch out and do some other things. And I would advertise and I would tell people, we're doing Seafood Fest this weekend. It was always a weekend after Labor Day. Seafood Fest, where's this? It's in Menasha. How long has it been going on?
Yeah.
30 years. Really? Never heard of it.
Thank you.
Well, Yeah, that's people. There are a handful of people that don't live under a rock. But there's
people that don't know what happens at Titletown yet.
But the thing is, I just want to say, Nick, that
did you really have to check his name?
No, I just wanted to give it. What do you call that?
Pregnant pause.
A once over.
No, just
emphasis.
Emphasis. Yeah, that's the word. Emphasis.
As I'm eating my chili dog.
Todd, you buying that?
Oh my God!
How is that not bad? Huh? Where'd you get those dogs? Those are good dogs.
Those are all right. Well. Those dogs are Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
85 or yeah, whatever, yeah, yeah, yeah. 65. Nate, those are Nathan's all
no
beef
kidding.
Hot dogs. So
those are really good.
When he's 868 or whatever, yeah. That's the same size.
Wow.
Quarter pound all beef.
Wow. It's fantastic.
68 of those.
And now he's doing some vegetarian thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess him and Kobayashi are doing, they're calling it the one, they're labeling it. It's going to happen in September, I think, or October. It's going to be not at Nathan's. It's going to be it's going to be their own deal, and they're going to have the final face-off.
I want two contests. I want a ice cream eating contest, and I went down at...
Did you get a headache?
Yeah, I did afterwards. Yeah, no. I really and truly did. Yeah. It was like this huge, big platter of stuff, and what was it? What's the... Zesty's. It was at Zesty's hosted it one day. And so I won that, and I won a watermelon eating contest one time.
That would be pretty easy.
Well, there's competition.
But that's just water. It's a matter of smashing it.
I cheated a little bit.
What?
Would you put rum in it?
No.
Which, that's...
Okay, can I continue with that alcohol joke? Okay, what I did is, you got your big slice. It was slices. I nobody could see it. I surreptitiously broke a big hunk off, so that I didn't have to, chew all the way down. I could put that one big hunk in my mouth. You see what I'm saying? So I put a piece like this big thing like that in my mouth.
You broke it off?
Yeah. But they didn't see it, so I just held it in my hand. Then I just swallowed that piece real quick. Or the other people were just gnawing
that's
on it.
That's what
like
I'm
a,
saying.
Like
it's easy
beaver.
To swallow a piece of watermelon, but it's the rind that slows
yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
down.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I did.
Well, smart. And you won?
I won.
What'd you win?
I don't remember, but I won
watermelon.
We're here with Cheese Curd Nick. I stopped by your place last night, and I'll tell you what. You are a popular spot.
I am.
And in downtown. There was
us
a
in the corn.
Line. It was crazy.
Yeah, us and the corn. Our lines merged. The corn guy and us. It's just.
Yeah.
What is the? How does the corn guy? Is he at the rotisserie?
Yeah, he has a rotisserie.
I want to get one. Those are awesome.
Oh, you were telling me about that.
I had one for some fundraisers. Yeah. They're so easy to operate, right?
They are.
I mean, your stuff takes a little bit of science, and
sometimes.
You gotta be a little bit careful with your product. Whereas that corn, you just lay them on there and they go around once.
Well, if you forget about them, it could have a problem.
yeah, that's true.
Hey, I don't know how much time we were going to talk about the farmer's market and your great product, but this NFL draft thing, I'm so interested in that. And
we're trying to find a way to get a
well,
role.
I want you to make extra money without, are you going inside the tent with the POS system in the NFL, or are you going to be on the outside?
At this point, probably not, unless something really changes. I have an opportunity to be somewhere else, which is Stadium View, and nothing
so
against.
So you're still part of the
I'm
whole
still part of
neighborhood
the whole thing.
There, yeah.
Yes. So, what I guess I call it the squared circle because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be kind of a Thunderdome kind of thing because you're going to have all those people in there. It's going to be It's going to be a semi-controlled.
Thunderdome was a great movie with Tina Turner.
Yes. It's going to be.
We don't need another hero. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
And she is singing on
dead.
July 12th. Okay, let me finish. Okay. We said we were going to support this.
Oh, yeah.
At the Botanical Tribute. Garden on, there's a Tina, who else? Tina Turner and somebody else that we liked. 7 to 9 at the Botanical Garden.
Was it Whitney Houston?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Whitney Houston and Tina Turner impersonate or whatever, tributes.
Sure. By the way, not to switch, but so I ran into Jeff Merkus the other day downtown.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, on the city deck this week, is it tomorrow night?
Friday, it's on the Fox.
Is it like, Todd, could you look it up? Is it like a military tribute?
I'll check.
Or band type thing?
Oh, yeah. I've seen there's going to have two bands on there. I can't remember the two bands.
Fun.
But, yeah, one is going to be a military band of some sort.
Okay. Yeah, Todd, if you could find that out, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, those guys come through town, and they are, I mean.
By the way, Big Wayne just said, not many people know how good honey and cheese curds go together.
There you go.
Well, next time we should collab. And I'll bring in some curds, and he'll bring in his honey.
I love it.
And we'll be the judge. We'll collab
like a topping.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I was just seeing because you know what thing? I'm kind of I don't want to say a health nut, but I always try to eat the right foods a lot of times. And one of the things that What?
The reason I'm not talking is I have a mouthful of food. Oh, my God, John. Go ahead.
No, but I study these things, Jim.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I study these things. I study nutrition and the best foods you can possibly eat. One of my favorite foods is sweet potatoes.
Okay.
And I've always, you know, because of the carbs, it's like, oh, don't, you know, you don't eat. But it's like now it's like a real good type of carb, and they're really good for you. But I saw one of these videos, and it said, you want something really good? Take a sweet potato, drizzle it with honey, and put it in a microwave. And then I forget, there was something else to do with it. I said, you won't believe how good this is. So honey is becoming a thing, almost like a condiment for a lot of different foods.
Yeah. And alcohol. There's bourbon honey.
Yes. Okay, I got to tell you something, though.
Jeez.
I got to tell you something that sounds gross. And I like Busch Light is my favorite beer. Just the go-to, cheap, whatever beer. You know, can't go wrong type of thing. Did you see the new type of Busch Light they came out with?
Busch Light Honey, isn't it?
Busch Light Peach.
Peach.
Peach. I don't want to be that guy sitting in a bar ordering the Bud Light, or excuse me, Busch Light Peach.
Don't you think they would have learned? Didn't they have an issue with some advertising?
That was Bud Light.
Oh, that was
Bud Light. This is Busch Light.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that the audience, you got to know your customers.
Here's the thing, Jim. Todd just put up Cover Fire Army Band.
Oh, okay.
On the Fox. Brass Differential and then Cover Fire Army Band. I'd love to know more about them.
Brass Differential. That's another Krivitz alum.
You're kidding. That's
Will
a good band.
Hill.
Yep.
Bill Hill.
Boy, you Big Wayne and this guy, three Krivitz and Pete Banasak.
Yep.
I remember coming back from a Packer game, there'd always be, welcome to Krivitz, home of Pete Banasak.
Yep.
Remember that sign?
Yes, sir.
Do you know who Pete Banasak is? Mm. He was a Super Bowl winning fullback for the Oakland Raiders for a lot of years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nick.
I love how he just blows me off when he doesn't know.
Well, he probably wants to go back to the draft thing.
Yeah, well, I want to talk a little bit about the draft. I want to talk about if there's a student that wants to be a vendor. He's got a good product. Every reunion, it's like, oh, my God, you got to sell that stuff. And that's probably what happened to you a little bit, right? People are just like, this is like the best cheese curd. And then you got out into the real world and started vending. You encourage people to do that? Are you making I think you're making a decent living, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Well, here's the thing. You have to have a good product.
Absolutely.
Okay. You have to have a good product.
Because it's word of mouth. I mean, you're not.
Right. And at this point, I feel that the area is getting flooded with food trucks. I think it's becoming, I'm not saying it's a bad, it can become a bad thing, but I think there's an awful lot between here and the valley. There's an awful lot of, where compared to 5-10 years ago, there wasn't enough. And now it's gone to enough to now there's over enough. And now everybody's fighting, they're trying to jockey. Hey, I want to be at this event. And, I don't want him to be there because he's my competitor. So there's a lot of that going on. But if you have a product.
But I think Jim would be the first one to say this. One of the reasons is because brick and mortars are so expensive these days.
Well, they are. And the thing with food trucks is you, for the most part, you're taking your establishment, whether it's a food truck or a food stand or whatever, and you're putting it to the people. The brick and mortar.
They have to come to you.
Yeah.
We got to send our quick break. Cheese curd Nick is with us. A lot more to talk about right after this. Living under the fear till nothing else remains.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has gone by so fast. Are you keeping track of your accomplishments? When was the last time you took a moment to celebrate your wins? When life goes by so fast, it can be easy to lose track of your goals and feel like you're spinning out of control. That's where BetterHelp comes in. Therapy can help you take a look at your progress and set realistic goals for the next 6 months. Therapy is for everyone because everyone deserves to be the best version of themselves. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's totally online, convenient, and flexible.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back, Mino and Nick. Mino and Nick. Jeez Louise.
Jeez, that
Mino and Mayor with Cheese Curd Nick.
It happens, though.
All I had, you mentioned Thunderdome. I mentioned Tina Turner. We don't need another hero, and it appears from Todd. It's almost like a magical thing. Yeah, it's kind of like one of those things. Remember that day we were talking to somebody's shoes? I said, hey, I like your shoes. Right. I got the same one. And then I look at my phone, and there's a thing on my phone about the exact same kind of shoes. How does that happen?
That's
amazing.
That's not amazing. That's trouble.
That's trouble. So anyway, Cheese Curd Nick here. Go ahead, Jim. You had a good conversation going
there. We're talking about if people want to do what you're doing.
It seems really, it's like, just pull up, sell some stuff, and we just count the money.
But I think you started to say, and I want to continue this, that you have to have a really, really good product. Because your advertising is not radio or TV or newspapers or flyers. It's word of mouth.
Yep.
And
Facebook. Sorry.
Yeah, I meant Facebook. But you don't spend a lot of money on advertising is what I'm saying. It's Facebook and word of mouth. I don't want to get into the advertising. What about the rest of the process? Is that something you encourage someone to do? To say, look, I'd like to make an extra X amount of dollars. I need a side hustle.
Okay. Well, you can't side hustle what we're doing. You might think you can, but you can't.
What do you mean by that?
There's a lot of work. Yeah. I think we talked about it the last time I was on. The easiest part of my job right now is when you seen me last night and you said you're lying stupid.
Right.
Okay. That, believe it or not, is the easiest part of my job. It's the dishes. You know, I got an hour and a half of dishes when I'm like at a farmer's market. That's an hour and a half of dishes. Automatic. There's no way. Dishwasher, hand wash, whatever. You're still an hour and a half. Okay. The other thing is running around. You know, Scray's Cheese doesn't deliver. Okay. So that's where I get my curds from. Mm-hmm. I got to go there. So if I have three events, I'm probably going there 2 days. Out of the 2 days a week, I'm hitting up Scray's. Sometimes even more, depending if how loaded up we are on events. Gordon's Foods delivers, but only a certain amount. And any restaurant, any brick and mortar, and any food truck knows what I'm talking about. There's a minimum. They want Gordon's is $750. They will not deliver unless you hit $750 on your order. So if you forget something on your order, we're all human. You forget three things and it's maybe $75 and stuff. Guess what you're doing? Mm-hmm. You're getting in your car and you're going to go get it. Sam's does deliver, but they charge you. But I don't like Sam's. I automatically have my Sam's delivered because it's just the delivery fee is worth my time.
Well, even another thing, when we had you for Dom's graduation party. Yep. And you had that young girl that kind of...
Yep.
But the setup of all that stuff,
yeah.
I mean, holy crap. Well,
but that's part of the easiest part of the day is setting up and tearing down. It's the maintenance. You know, there was a point when I first started, I didn't know what it meant when your fryers got red hot on the sides and they were blowing black smoke. What that was is all the orifices with propane would plug up. So the flame isn't blue. Like, I don't know how much you guys, if you notice a blue flame or a yellow flame. Yellow flame is bad. Well, I was like, my fryer wouldn't come up to temp. It would come up to temp, and then you throw a couple orders in there, and then it would be cold. Like, the oil would be not good, not hot enough. All those things I figured out on my own. Because if you have to call a restaurant repairman.
There goes your profit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you say a side hustle, if you're side hustling it, you got to go 150% all in.
Yeah.
You can't be, well, I'll get to it tomorrow or whatever. So if you have a regular job. And you want to start dabbling,
right?
You got to put 150% in your regular job and your side hustle.
Okay.
This isn't like a quick bartending gig. Hey, I'm going to go bartend at Stadium View or the Sardine Can or Titletown or wherever. I got 8 hours in a week. That's a side hustle. If you're going to do a food truck, you have to be all in because you're not going to, at the end of the day, it's not going to be good for you.
All right. That's great advice because I think
what you said about advertising, okay, there's advertising if it's bad. Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
There's that word will get out so much faster and so much more thorough than if you have a good night, nobody will talk about it. Yeah, they were good. But if it's a bad night, boy, you want to talk about all of a sudden that blossoming, right?
Six times. I mean, if something is bad, you tell six people. If something is good, you might tell
degrees,
one.
6 degrees of separation.
Right. Yeah. That's,
and the other phrase is, I'll edit it for radio, but crap rolls downhill.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it gains momentum.
Yeah. I was just panicking, digging through my briefcase to put quarters because I don't want a parking ticket.
God, you do that every day.
I know, but you know what? I took my bike today.
Is that your bike? No,
that's my bike.
Nice.
I took my bike today.
Hey, you know we're talking a bunch yesterday about those little scooters?
But I got to burn off this hot dog he just gives, chili dog.
Those little scooters. It was a little disturbing last night walking over the bridge to the Nitschke Bridge, and people were on those scooters, which is great. Well. But they're like these, some people, it must have been a parent, and like a little four-year-old riding in the front, hanging on.
Oh, yeah, said not to do that.
Yeah, and going fast. It's like you hit a bump. There's no helmets. There's no whatever.
Nope. Yeah.
You're going down hard.
Who wears helmets?
Well, that's what I mean. But I mean, they were going fast.
No, I meant like when we were growing up.
Oh, my God. I still won't. I still got my bike. I refuse to wear a helmet.
You see that up there? That's a nice little seven-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look how he turned out. So let's wear helmets.
Yeah.
All right. Hey.
Why are you putting Nick down like that?
Not Nick. I was looking at you, John.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nick's successful. Nick, I want to get back to the business side of it because I just think that a lot of people, I think they look at that as kind of a sexy, glamorous business. You meet a lot of people.
I do.
Right? You guys talked a little bit about the eye candy last night.
You mentioned that.
John Minow. And
hey, what we talk about off air cannot then be brought up on air.
All right. So,
and if Brent, for your information, that was Todd who said that.
All right. Anyway, that is a fun place
Todd
to be.
Todd, take one for the team, for God's sake.
It's fun to vend at those things. And you're just saying that if you're going to do it, you should be all in.
You should be all in.
Okay.
Every environment is different. You know, you need to smell out the BS, too, when people are calling you about an event. And that can be a bad thing, too. What I'm saying with that is somebody says, oh, we got 1,000 people. Okay. Well, the rule of thumb is maybe 20% will eat your food. Okay. It doesn't matter where you're at. You could be like,
that's not bad.
So the draft, that Detroit had 700,000 people, right?
Well, 700,000. I don't know if it's
a 3-day total.
Yeah. A 3-day total.
Right. Right. Okay. Yes.
So with that being said, all 700,000 aren't buying from you. Your chances of better sales are, you know, when you got that. But at the end of the day, that number is even smaller than 20%.
Yeah,
because you're a dot in that whole realm,
whole big spectrum. Yeah,
you know, you got to look at the Broadway Farmers Market and how big that is. That's big. It's 2 blocks long, right? Imagine you get, everybody's seen the footprint of that they've kind of put on the news about the draft.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than the size of a farmers market.
That's huge.
And if you're on one end. If you're a person, a visitor that's going to the draft, you're gonna miss stuff. Yeah. I guarantee you, you're gonna miss stuff because you're gonna want to be in front of the stage day one for first round draft picks, and then your second day you're gonna want to try to mill around. You're gonna miss stuff.
But you're taking a risk by going outside the NFL fence at Stadium View, and I think that's fine what you're doing because it's gonna be a hell of a lot cheaper for you. You don't have to use their POS system. I'm not sure how they're gonna structure that, but you have to create your own environment.
Right. Well. Here's the thing with Detroit. They were still setting stuff up for the draft 10 hours before the draft. Okay. The gates were not open. They're not going to open the gates on Wednesday for you to sell food or to whatever you're vending.
So you got the people coming in early and that's where they're going to hang at your place. Okay. I like it. That's great.
It's good stuff.
I want to be part of that.
She's Kurt Nick. Always a pleasure having you, buddy. Where are you going to be this weekend?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Fishing.
Fishing, right. But next week, July 3rd, Egg Harbor for their 4th of July celebration. July 4th, Bailey's Harbor in the morning with cheese curds. And Sturgeon Bay on the 4th at night, full menu for their fireworks.
Eating your way in cheese curds through Door County. Thank you, Cheese Curd Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure. We got to send it back. Pat Tracy will be joining us back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half staff to honor the life of Lincoln Hills youth prison teacher Corey Prue, who was killed this week. The 49-year-old was attacked by an inmate Monday night and died the next day. The 16-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. Wisconsin's votes in the race for president is a dead heat among registered voters.
It's 50-50 this time. It was 49-51, Trump leading by two last time. So it's just tightened, but it's still dead tight.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead among likely Wisconsin voters. In the race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde 52-47. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Menasha police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing girl. Raylan Churchill was last seen June 20th. Police believe she may be in the Green Bay area. They did not give her age, but they say she's missing and could be endangered. They also didn't give a description, but the photo included in the press release shows a white teenage girl with longer brown hair and brown eyes. The Port of Green Bay needs to find $25 million to help build a new port terminal and relocate coal piles out of prime riverfront land in Green Bay. While the port has secured up to $30 million for the project, it did not receive the RAISE grant it had applied for this year. This setback could delay the start of construction on the project in early 2025. The project calls for improvements on the Fox River and the construction of rail and roads. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martin Short is filling in for Jimmy Kimmel this week. On his first night, he got a surprise visit from guess who? Steve Martin. Martin took the stage near the end of Short's monologue and told the crowd he was honored that Jimmy asked him to be the guest host first, but he said no and told Kimmel not to worry that he would find someone to fill in for scale. That's a paraphrase. Short replied, "I appreciate you being here, Steve. There are very few people in this world I truly admire, and you are very close to being one of them. How do you not love those guys?" Jeremy Renner might be working again, but he says he's not ready to play challenging roles after his snowplow accident in January of last year. Renner told the guys on the Smartless podcast that he doesn't have the energy to play make-believe. Despite returning to acting for season 3 of The Mayor of Kingstown, which he says is easier because it's familiar, the actor is still recovering from severe chest trauma after a snowplow ran him over. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north becoming south at 5 to 15. 56 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 36 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply at 6/30/2024.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll talk to Omar Flores from the Coalition to March on the RNC about the right to protest at the upcoming Republican convention.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. That was a fun talk with Cheese Curd Nick. I learned a lot.
Yeah, he's an entrepreneur. Right?
Yeah.
A little bit of a risk taker and trying some new things and You know, he's got the cheese curds going now. These chili.
Do you
hot
actually
dogs.
Teach that in your classes? These kind of things.
Yeah, that's exactly what I teach. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
And we do. We got to do a project by the end of the semester, and I like them to do a food truck because I think there's a whole lot they can learn about business by having a food truck, and why would people go to your place, and what's the advertising? And they learn a lot, and it's just a project. And there's a couple of them that are like, hey, we got so into this, I think we want to do it.
Yeah, like, I believe it.
That's cool if you want to do it.
But I love what Nick said. You know, this isn't just a side gig.
Yeah, and most of these kids are looking at it as a side hustle, and he's like, you can't do a side hustle with this. And
not to be successful. Speaking about a guy that has a great side hustle.
Oh, my God. This guy's in side hustle. This guy is the hustle.
He invented side hustle. Pat Tracy.
Good morning, friends.
Hello, Pat.
Stay away from food trucks, okay? It's a lot of work.
I just want to say, Pat, this guy came in before you, and he does cheese curds, and he does chili hot dogs. So he brought us a chili hot dog, huge chili hot dogs. And
Nathan
hot
dogs.
Johnny ate his during the interview. I waited and respected him and ate him between interview. But anyway, he was leaving, and I said, thanks a lot, Nick. You didn't have to do that. And John said, yeah, you did. He had to bring it. Anyway, how's Oshkosh?
It's amazing.
It is.
And you just read off my chili dog Spidey sense there on that.
Oh, are they good, man? Those Nathan hot dogs, all beef, those are tremendous.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So I'm gearing up for an amazing 4th of July weekend here in Oshkosh, friends.
Talk to us.
Well, the food truck conversation totally got me going because on the 4th of July, Menominee Park is hosting the big 4th of July this year, 19 food trucks.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I can't remember the last time I ever saw 19.
No. I mean, that's one of those things, though, too, when we're talking about it. It's getting so big that it's almost to the point of being oversaturated in some areas.
I don't know. You can bring the people. They have those food trucks, major food trucks, Pat, down in Nashville. And kid lives there. I go there quite often. And what the key to that is, you know, you go from 5 to 10 to 19 is the variety. And people just love trying different things. But, man.
Yes.
And my wife and I and my kids, we don't all eat at the same food truck. I'll tell you that.
Oh, no, I know that. But, yeah. But, Pat, what else you got going on for the 4th of July? Oshkosh always takes this seriously, which is great.
Oh, we've got the a giant fireworks by festival show right on the lakeshore, 4th of July night. Super cool.
Well, very cool. Hey, by the way, I love fireworks. Love fireworks shows, the whole thing. But have you heard of the new thing of these drone
He's
shows?
He's the one who told us.
Oh, you're the one that told us, Pat.
We're going to do it.
We looked those up. Man, are those cool, huh?
No, wait a minute. Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was the Menasha lady.
Oh, yeah. Menasha.
It was Menasha.
Yeah. Have you seen those, Pat?
I've seen them. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it...
I think about programming the drones, and it just makes me
crazy,
nuts. Unbelievable.
Wouldn't that be a great thing for EAA?
I got to talk to Dick Nepinski.
Yeah,
about
that. I think that'd be phenomenal.
All right, Johnny, do that for 10%. Okay.
Hey, so guys, did you catch up with my latest Wild of Oshkosh golf video?
Have not.
Oh, I
didn't know
send
you had a new
to
one.
Todd,
please do.
Todd, why are you not making these guys watch this stuff?
You know why? Because Todd's a slacker. Todd's a slacker.
He was working on
everything else. He was working on Jimmy's fat fart.
So they took me out to the Oshkosh Country Club, and we filmed Why I Love Oshkosh public golf courses.
Okay.
And the kind of the headline was that Golf Digest recently named Wisconsin as the number one state in the U.S. for public golf.
Oh, wow. Okay? That's cool.
Now, let's be honest. Okay. And the two, like... We actually beat out California. Okay. So like we're up there competing and it's Whispering Springs, right? It's the super fancy courses that I won't play. However, it was an opportunity to talk about just, you know, $30 golf, which I think is more fun than anything.
Yeah.
And so we get to go out and play some golf and shoot an episode on the golf course. And I want you guys to see it because my golf swing is going to inspire you to something.
To do what? I'm sorry, Pat.
It's going to. Well, I don't know what it's going
to
inspire you.
It's going to inspire us to something. Got it.
To something. And
All right. I like that.
I'm going to have to what? Is it going to inspire us that we know we're better than you? The worst thing is when you play a tournament shotgun and they never use your ball. So anyway, all right. Well,
you can never find your ball.
That's why they don't use it. All right. Well, that's cool. Hey, tell me about the, so that's a Thursday. Is do you have stuff going on then that leads to the awesome weekend that everybody's taking off?
Yes. So the fun news about Menominee Park is it's getting, it's basically the road is going to reopen here. At some point, I don't know exactly when. You'll recall it was the Menominee Indian Archaeological Dig. So that's all done. It's covered up. They've got the road paved. And so it's just beautiful out there. So we've got the zoo, the free zoo out there is, heck, the kids love that.
Oh,
there's a giant playground. There's the kayak. You can rent kayaks there and go out on the lake.
Wow.
You can drop a line into the water and haul out a baby bluegill.
Nice. Hey, what about Waterfest? Talk to me about Waterfest, because I think that's one of the cool events all summer long in the entire area.
You must have picked up my vibe, because tonight at Waterfest is Steely Dan.
Okay.
So that is, have you guys seen Steely Dan?
I've seen Steely Dan, but not Steely Dan.
So Steely Dan is a bunch of hip music cats from Madison. And they have gone out and recreated the Steely Dan touring band, which is like 14 people, right? It's like a drummer and a percussionist and two guitars, a guy with a full vibraphone set, lady background singers. They come out and bring this show to Waterfest tonight. So come on down. It's Waterfest. You know, gates open at 5:45. It's like $10 if you get there by 6.
Weather's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, but so these guys do the killer Steely Dan, which, you know, I grew up in that era.
Right.
So
me too.
Like, it just takes me right back there. And I just love it. So that's beautiful. Tonight. What? That is tonight on stage at Waterfest in Oshkosh.
And again, for anybody that hasn't been there, I suggest, I mean, if you want to stand in the pit, the mosh pit or something, I hate doing that amongst all those people, but there's such a nice hillside where you can sit and listen and watch.
Bring your chair.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. For $20, you bring your chair or your blanket. That's what we're going to do tonight. I'm going to bring the fam.
Nice.
And so I'll probably stay out of the mosh pit tonight. Bring the fam and just listen to all those amazing songs. And on a night like this,
yeah,
I mean, come out, it's 70
fantastic
degrees.
Yep,
he'll be listening. Yeah. He'll get the bite and he'll go down to the mosh pit.
Yeah, he will. He'll go down.
Leave the family. See you guys at the car.
The Steely Dan mosh pit.
I mean, that's just Dane. So amazing. Dane. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. What else you got going on, buddy?
I am. The other cool thing though, on July 3rd, this is true Oshkosh, Jerry's Bar, which to me is one of the classic bars that you've not lived till you've gone over to Jerry's Bar.
Todd has a comment.
As soon as he said Jerry's Bar, did you see my face light up?
Okay. I saw it.
Yep.
I saw it.
He is
one of our favorite little local bands, Jetpack Stereo, is playing over there on July 3rd at 6:00. I mean, it's a hoot. This is Oshkosh. Hey, they serve Bush Light there, John. You'd be welcome.
Thank you. Long as they don't serve me a Bush Light Peach.
They're coming out with
that's their new beer, Bush Light Peach. Yeah.
Hey, and then after, have you guys ever gone to Fisk? Fisk has their fireworks show on July 3rd, so the night before. So we like to catch two fireworks shows. We go to the fireworks on Fisk, which is like 15 minutes from downtown Oshkosh. And they do a whole volunteer show. And it's just, to me, that's like your old school fireworks show if you grew up in a small town. So you can get that experience, then come over on the 4th of July, get the big show out over the lake.
Awesome. That's that makes that whole, and the 4th of July should be, I mean, we're celebrating our independence, which is a great thing to celebrate, but to drag that out for 2 or 3 days with all the stuff that's going on, I think it's good for the family. It's good for the soul.
I can interrupt you. I love talk some history, because you're a huge buff of the Constitution, of the 4th of July, but I want to dispute something. I want to dispute something. Can I dispute something?
Yeah, I just want to say, Pat, that we're all blessed to be living at this time. But if I looked at the timeline and had to pick a time when I could have lived, it would have been during the Revolution. I just love what those guys did, and like telling the king, "These are our grievances. We're done with you." And the king's like, "No, you're not." And they're like, "Yeah, we are."
And Jim's going,
"George, it's over, buddy. It is over." But okay, he went nuts anyway.
Let me ask this though, just a little historical dispute I have to have here, Pat, with him talking about the 4th and the whole thing. It's always, it's called Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
The day we became independent.
Right.
That's wrong.
No,
it's not. Mm-hmm. The war hadn't even started yet, basically. It still went on for years and years and years. If we lost the war. Wait,
John, what does declaration
but
mean?
If we lost the war, we wouldn't have been independent.
I don't know. We would probably. How can we
say, that's like saying, no, it wasn't. Hey, it's victory over Nazi Day. When is it? 1941. No. Well, you still got 4 more years of fighting. No.
You're missing the key word. The declaration. We declared it. Our declaration.
But we didn't achieve.
We didn't achieve it then.
But people think that's the day we achieved total independence from England. Out. And it's not. That's just the beginning.
That's why it's called the declaration. It's the day that 54 guys put their lives on the line, signed it, and said, you know what? We're going on our own.
And I understand that. But a lot of people think 4th of July is the day we were granted or achieved our independence.
I don't think so.
Todd, are you with me on this?
I understand what you're saying. I think our schools need to do a better job.
Because we still could have lost the war and we would not have been independent.
But then we wouldn't have a 4th of July.
And And this isn't called Victory Day. This is called Declaration. We declared. John, do you realize how, of course, Jefferson wrote that thing in 2 days, but let's say he did. But putting that together, that was very, very risky. Not everybody wanted to do it.
I understand that.
So it's a declaration.
But I just think everybody thinks this is the day we got our freedom from England. It's not.
No,
it's just the day we said, well, hey, we're going to go to war. This is what we're doing. We're going to go to war.
Yep.
And if they lost the war, which they very could have easily done, we would not have been independent.
Not really.
That's all I'm saying.
They said we're going to fight to the death.
I know, John, but they still was no guarantee. Okay, Pat, go ahead.
What is the date?
Like 1779.
Yeah, I would think that's close.
Nobody wants to hear that, John. That's not a, narrative that we can sell.
I think it was a couple of years.
Pat, you guys can still have all your 4th of July celebrations in Oshkosh, so you got my blessing.
You come
here. How are we going to market that?
Right. I don't know, Pat. Yeah. That's your idea. Okay, you're the idea guy, Pat. I'm the historian. You take it, run with it. We'll meet at that market.
Jerry's Bar.
Jerry's Bar. It's like, what was the pub in like Philadelphia or whatever where they all got together for that?
Cheers?
No.
I'm just kidding.
You're a historical guy. It's
the bar?
The Hoof and Stable.
Is that it?
No.
Oh. There was a bar where they all, Paul Revere and Ben Franklin Nathaniel and all these guys
Hall?
Got together.
No, in Philly.
And they said, hey guys, what do you think about this? And they all had their pints and whatever, and
that's where
famous pub where that happened.
I think it was Jerry's Bar.
I don't know.
It's not Jerry's Bar.
Ben Franklin was in charge.
I know.
I'm just saying that, but he probably picked the bar.
He was in Philadelphia.
Okay, so he
John Adams was there, Samuel Adams.
No, I'm just
in fact maybe, that's where it came from.
Ready? City Tavern.
Thank you.
City Tavern.
Wow. In Philadelphia, right?
In Philadelphia.
There you go.
Okay. Not the best marketing guys.
No, right. Although, you know what? One guy, you know,
how about declaration?
You know the one guy that,
a declaration drink.
You know the one guy that took that night and ran with it? Samuel Adams.
Yeah.
He said, I like this beer. Yeah. I'm going to market this. That's what he said.
According to what I found online, they ran up quite a bar bill. So think about this. In today's numbers, they would have ran up a $16,000
wow.
bar bill.
Oh my God. In that one night?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So you know guys are hammered to the bejesus belt and they're coming out. You know what? Bleep the king.
There was a lot king. Of that.
Bleep England. You know that was going on.
Oh, you bet it was. I mean, what a...
Although I got a feeling when Todd's at, what is it, Roy's Bar?
Jerry's Bar?
Jerry's Bar. I got a feeling he's like... Mile in the mirror, overrated.
I've been around Pat. We haven't even had a drink, and I've said those words.
Oh,
you know what I do. They waltz in. I lay everything out for them. Oh, I got two words for my over bleeping rated. Two words. Pat, anyway, Tracy, Discover Oshkosh, you're
enjoy
awesome.
Enjoy your, this is going to be a great, yeah.
Enjoy
Happy
the 4th
of July.
Right.
Happy birthday, America.
Absolutely.
I love you.
Thank you, buddy. You're the best. All right. Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit, which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'll tell you what, haven't heard music like this in a while, Todd. It's great, isn't it?
I love Steely Dan.
Love it. Love it. What a great sound. That sounds like a great night down in Oshkosh.
That's going to be fun, and I'm sure he's going to play all this stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, they'll play them all.
Steely Dan.
Steely Dane.
Steely Dane.
Yeah, love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Great stuff. Okay, can we get back to the... Revolutionary War?
Yeah.
Okay. About how the 4th of July...
It was the 2nd that they signed.
Okay.
It.
But what I'm saying is, wouldn't you agree with me, though? There was still no guarantee. No, they weren't. They didn't attain their independence on July 2nd or 4th.
They declared it.
They were probably hammered. And they I'm declaring it right now. We're independent.
$16,000 bar bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, they declared it. They made the decision. It's like... let's say me, when I was in the converting business, and I made the decision to go off on my own and start my own company.
Yeah.
That was the declaration. But yeah, was I going to be successful?
You didn't achieve it that day.
No, either I did. But that was a very good day for me.
You ever see the movie Dazed and Confused?
No.
All right. Remember Dazed and Confused? It's like in the bicentennial year, 1976, mm-hmm. which is right in my wheelhouse there.
Yeah.
And the history teacher's telling all the kids right before the school bell ends, says, hey, everybody, of course, celebrate the bicentennial. Just remember, it was a gathering of really rich, slave-owning white men who didn't want to pay taxes anymore. And that's what we're celebrating.
It's kind of a good wrap of the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Maybe. Matthew McConaughey was in that, right?
What was his favorite line? Greatest line of all time, Matthew McConaughey? You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Two of them, okay? Know what I like about high school girls? I keep getting older. They stay the same. Then the other one, hey, this is my buddy Bob. He's cool. Hey, Bob, you got a weed? No, I don't. You'd be cooler if you did. Yes. So there you go.
It's worth so, and it's, like you said, about the happy birthday to America. It was a declaration, but. They would have never won without the Declaration. That was the big, there were some turning points in a lot of those battles, but that was a huge day, Johnny. That's the day that, because there are some people that are like, oh, come on, the king's a little weird, but you know what? I mean, they're protecting us, and you're right, they're overtaxing us, and we have some rules we don't like, but it wasn't like everybody was on board.
I understand that. So
these guys to say, look, and they signed. They put their life on it. Would people do that today? Let's say we had. Well, I don't know. I can't think of an example right now where people would do that. But I just think, and I would have liked that. I mean, I think what the ages were. Well, Franklin was the old guy, 70. But a lot of those guys were in their 30s.
Yeah,
31, 32, 33.
Did you ever see the series, or Todd? Did you ever see the series Turn? It was about the American, how they had, and this is really based on fact, how they had such a spy network, you can't believe it. And that's one of the reasons they actually, because they would know what the British were going to be doing. They had such a great spy network. But if they were captured, they were tortured and then hung and hang them in the town square. And it was serious. It was, I can't believe we won that. I can't believe America won that war.
I know.
I can't believe it.
I mean,
right? The most well-equipped army in the world.
Yeah.
And they had prisoner of war ships. Thomas Jefferson. No, not Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, maybe Thomas. No, not Thomas Jefferson. One of the real, I can't think, one became president. He was actually a POW and held on one of those POW ships. And his brother actually died on it. And Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson was actually a POW.
BP.
And those ships were horrific. Chained up in those ships. No sanitary, no food. No, it was horrible. Yeah.
It was called Turn, Washington Spies.
Yes. Can you read a little synopsis?
That's pretty cool.
It's an American period drama based on Alexander Rose's book, Washington Spies, The Stories of America's First, blah, blah, blah. Originally aired on the AMC network for 4 seasons from 2014 to 2017. And Jim, just looking at the synopsis, they cover events from 1776 to 1781. Looks like it would be right up your alley.
It's great.
I would, yeah.
You would love this. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And the British guy, this one British guy was so evil. This British major.
No, they didn't take it serious.
The way he would torture people.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And it's been, actually, the character that guy's based on, then he moved to Canada, and the queen or the king or whoever gave him a job up there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they thought, oh my God, he's going to be, but you know what? He like declared slavery illegal in his province in Canada and was really, it like really changed based on an actual guy in history, this whole thing. But he was the most evil. And this actor was so good. Yeah. He was, you know, sometimes some actors, it's like you just believe them that this guy must be that way.
Yeah.
That's the way he was. What a great series.
Yeah. I
and do you remember Johnny Tremaine? That's one of my all time favorite Walt Disney movies. Johnny Tremaine?
No.
Johnny Tremaine? No?
I never saw it. No.
How can you not see Johnny Tremaine?
I don't know. Did you see Hamilton?
No.
So, I mean, that's a little bit about what we're
talking. Everybody saw Johnny Tremaine.
Okay, what is it? Tell me about it. It sounds like a cartoon.
Johnny Tremaine, same type thing. Young guy and going against the British. A spy doing all kinds of stuff. Remember, he got his hand burnt really bad because they were melting down silver to make, like, bullets out of it or whatever. And the guys were coming around to make sure nobody was working on Sundays because that was, like, a religious day, according to the king. And he burnt this molten silver. He was fixing a teapot or something, and he got his hand burnt together, and they had to take a knife and split his fingers so his fingers would work again.
Oh,
Johnny Tremaine, great. Do you have a Johnny Tremaine thing there for me, Todd?
Wow. I don't.
Could you look up real quick?
Didn't the British give us something? We melted it down and turned it into bullets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. But I think so, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to look up.
You got to look. I can't believe your daughter didn't watch Johnny Tremaine.
1957.
Okay. Oh, well.
Sound
wasn't,
right?
Wasn't born.
Revolutionary War.
Yep.
Becomes a patriot fighting to free the colonies from England.
Yep.
And along the way, he learns about life and love and about himself.
Well, I don't know if he was getting it on, but I'm just.
It's a Walt Disney film.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have thrown that in for fun. So.
Okay. I was going to.
James Shereen.
All right. Anyway, I think it's worth. It's worth celebrating. And I think everybody's, it's all about fireworks and
I know,
drilling
but I just
it
don't
should
think,
be. It
I don't
should
think,
be.
I don't think our history teachers did enough when you learn about the 4th of July. I think we all walked away thinking, that's the day we won the war.
I don't.
Well, you're different.
I don't.
Well, there's a statement.
Just that will capture an entire show.
That is the show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. All right.
Fun show again, everybody.
Tomorrow's going to be awesome.
Bob Van Rans, Steve Gandy, Cheese Curd, Nick Pantrasi.
Yeah, those guys are great.
Great, great guests. Thank you, everybody. Todd, thank you for finding that new sponsor. Jimmy the Mayor's Fat Farm. Thank you for that. We'll be back again tomorrow morning, folks. Have a great, beautiful Thursday. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Week 4 of Joe Biden's top 100 continues. We're talking what makes America healthier. And I got an answer. It's called gun control.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always